Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Jamaica's lightning speed far supersedes the tracks. From as early as its birth in 1962, the country has placed as its priority the delivery of adequate healthcare services. Of note is its outstanding immunization program. There is now a high chance that your child will be protected against infectious, disabling, and oftentimes life-threatening diseases if he or she is fully immunized. Globally, vaccinations continue to save the lives of 3 million children each year. Jamaica has been successful in eliminating a number of vaccine-preventable diseases.
Jamaica's current status in terms of immunization coverage since 2015 is actually quite good. We achieved 100% for tuberculosis or BCG, and for all the other antigens, including polio, tetanus, measles, rubella, we are in the 90s. Immunization has been one of the most cost-effective public health interventions ever implemented. And it actually prevents between 2 to 3 million deaths per year in children under the age of 5.
Director of Family Health Services in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Simone Spence. Jamaica's almost universal vaccination coverage took intense effort from the Ministry of Health. In fact, the transformation began in September 1977 when the expanded program on immunization was established in Jamaica.
What the expanded program of immunization has done over the last 30 to 40 years has transformed the health of our young children. Whereas we had epidemics of polio, measles, rubella, congenital rubella syndrome, and other childhood infections, by having high levels of coverage using the standard vaccines that we give in our health services, we've been able to prevent these childhood diseases. So we do have a lot to be proud of.
Professor in the Department of Community Health and Psychiatry at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Peter Figueroa. One merely has to step back in time to the early 1950s to understand the strides made in ensuring that every child is fully immunized. Then, paralytic cases of polio reached epidemic proportions in Jamaica. Few or no children under the age of 4 were immunized. In 1954, the attack rate was about 174 per 100,000. There were subsequent outbreaks in 1957, 1960, 1964, and 1982. Honorary Research Fellow, School of Graduate Studies and Research, UIMONA, Dr. Deanna Ashley, says the epidemic in 1982 was a call to action for the development of a fully established immunization program.
And so we began the process of building on that epidemic to systematically develop the program of immunization. The epidemic, in retrospect, was a blessing in disguise, because every negative must produce a positive, so the outcomes have been good.
With the introduction of the polio vaccine, the effects of the disease became less lethal, and there has been no record of the disease in Jamaica since 1982.
Since the expanded program on immunization was established in Jamaica in 1977, Jamaica and the Caribbean as a whole has actually led the way in elimination of these diseases from the Caribbean region.
Director of Family Health Services at the Ministry of Health, Dr. Simone Spence. Jamaica's record in immunization is recognized internationally. In 2011, Jamaica received the Pan American Health Organization's Henry C. Smith Immunization Award. The award is given to the Caribbean country that has made the most improvement in its expanded immunization program for that year. The significant reduction in infant and child mortality points to the Ministry of Health's stance in propagating holistic health island-wide. Universal immunization coverage is well within our grasp. That's it for this week's Healthline. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker, reminding you to stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.